Chapter 15. If at first you don't succeed, keep eating. While Cinderella bakes in the kitchen, Jonah puts the chicken Caesar salad on plates, and I serve it in the dining room.
You didn't give me enough chicken, Beatrice complains.
Excuse me.
Do you want me to get you more? I ask.
Surely I do. Why else would I have complained?
Because you complain about everything? So far, she's told me that there's 1, a speck of dirt on her fork. 2, a draft in the room. 3, no pepper on the table.
Anything else? I ask.
I look at Kayla, but she's too busy staring at her plate. What's up with her?
You need to refill our water, too, Betty snaps. I'm thirsty.
No problem, I say with fake cheer. As long as they're not coming in the kitchen, I'm happy.
I keep a fake smile on my face until I'm back in the kitchen and then groan. Betty and Beatrice are so annoying.
More water, more chicken, clean forks, blah, blah, blah.
Don't forget about Kayla, Cinderella says, pulling her first batch of brownies from the oven. Hasn't she complained about the food needing more salt yet? She always complains about the food needing more salt.
She hasn't, actually. Kayla's barely said 2 words. She's barely eating, either. She's just moping into her food.
Maybe she's getting sick or something, Cinderella says.
She cuts out 2 chunks of brownie and hands one to Jonah and one to me.
Here, try this.
Blah,
Jonah says, spitting it out in the garbage.
Jonah, that's so rude, I say. But it tasted gross.
Can you try to be constructive, please? I ask. He looks thoughtful.
It needs to be less bad.
I take a small bite. I second the blah, but keep it to myself.
Very constructive, Jonah, thank you.
I actually think it needs more sugar, and maybe more chocolate chunks.
Will do,
Cinderella says, dancing around the kitchen. I think she's having fun.
Now all we need is for her to make a decent brownie and we'll be all set.
The next batch is disgusting too, and way too gooey. I didn't know it was possible to have brownies that were too gooey, but it is.
Should I feed it to the evil ones for dessert? I ask.
Yes, Jonah says. Maybe we'll make them barf.
I shudder, but then we'd have to clean up the barf.
I actually don't know what to give them for dessert, Cinderella says. We have nothing ready.
Do you have any fruit? I ask.
Fruit isn't dessert,
Jonah says, looking horrified.
It is, too, I say. I saw some clementines. They can have those.
Make sure to peel them, Cinderella says.
Seriously? I groan.
Jonah, help me.
I'm kind of busy, he says.
By busy, he means he's dipping his finger in the brownie bowl and licking it.
After you make chocolate brownies, can you make caramel brownies? And chocolate chip brownies? And blondies?
And some with nuts, I add.
Yuck, Jonah says. No one really likes nuts in their brownies. They just eat them because they have to.
Why would you have to eat brownies with nuts? I ask.
Parents think they're healthier, like carrot cake. People think it's healthy just because it has carrots in the name.
Blah.
Please do not put nuts in your brownies.
Got it, Cinderella says. No nuts.
And no carrots, Jonah adds.
The clementines do not go over well.
Fruit is not dessert, Beatrice cries. I expect you to make something more desserty tomorrow, Betty says. There are 3 of you in there. You have no excuse.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. Kayla just stares at her clementines.
Back in the kitchen, I discover that batch 3 of the brownies is burnt. I'm beginning to get nervous.
What about ketchup brownies? Jonah suggests.
That's disgusting, I say, and stop eating the brownie mix.
I think these need vanilla, Cinderella says, sampling batch 4. I've just cleared the plates off the dining room table. I have no idea what vanilla does to brownies, so I am happy to take her word for it.
Cinderella?
Hala says, poking her head into the kitchen.
I'd like another glass of water.
Seriously? Can she not pour the water herself? Of course, Cinderella says. Hala eyes the many plates of brownies.
What are you doing in here?
Preparing dessert for tomorrow, Cinderella answers, which is not a lie.
Oh,
she says. She looks like she's about to say something more, but she doesn't. When Cinderella hands her a glass of water, though, she whispers a tiny,
thank you.
Then she hurries out of the kitchen. Cinderella looks stunned.
What was that?
She says. Hala never says thank you. None of them do.
That's so rude, I say.
That's the least of it, Cinderella says. Last week, Hala dripped tomato sauce on the chair and then blamed me. Betty made me scrub it with my toothbrush. She and Hala just laughed. Then Beatrice spilled more on purpose. The two of them are the worst. Sure, Beatrice is usually the instigator, but Kayla's no angel. I put my arm around her thin shoulders.
You'll be out of here soon. I know it.
You will, Jonah says, helping himself to another spoonful of batter.
This stuff isn't bad. It's not as awesome as dogs in a blanket, but...
His eyes light up.
Can you make dogs in a blanket brownies? That would be awesome.
Please don't, I say.
We could dip them in ketchup.
Sometimes I'm not sure how we're even related. Cinderella finishes batch 5 at around 11. I chew carefully. It is chocolatey. It is the perfect amount of gooey. It is melt in my mouth delicious. Hooray! Cinderella, I say slowly. This is the best chocolate brownie I have ever had in my entire life. The next morning, we wait for Betty and her daughters to leave to visit more friends before we start baking. I know, more friends. We use up all the chocolate and all the flour and all the eggs and make 10 trays of brownies, 1 dozen brownies per tray. We wait for them to cool down, pack them up, and get ready to go to the market. If we sell them for $1 each, we'll even have extra money. Cinderella is going to need extra cash for supplies and stuff. Except, guys, I ask. We're all ready and standing in front of Cinderella's house. We have the brownies, some signs, and even the ironing board. That was my great idea. We need some sort of table for the booth, right? Where is the market? And how are we supposed to get there?
Cinderella, Jonah says. Don't you have a car or something you can drive?
She shakes her head. My coach turned into a squashed pumpkin, remember? How do you normally get there? I ask.
I normally walk. It's not that far. Maybe 20 minutes. No problem.
Yes, problem. We're carrying 10 trays of brownies. I look down at her still swollen foot. Even if Jonah and I carry your share, I don't think we're walking anywhere.
Maybe she can stay behind and bake more brownies, Jonah asks, and we can do the selling.
I don't know if that's going to cut it with Farah, I say. How is she walking on her own 2 feet if we're leaving her behind? We stand there, not sure what to do. One coach goes by us, and then another one.
Can we call a taxi? Jonah asks.
A what? Cinderella asks. If this brownie thing doesn't work out, she can start a taxi service. We can always take the porridge, Cinderella says.
I hate porridge, Jonah says. Stick to brownies, please.
The what? I ask. The porridge. Don't you have porridges in Smithville? I don't know what that is, I say. She looks at me with disbelief. This Smithville place sure sounds backward.
Humph.
At least we have brownies.
Oh, look, she says, pointing down the street. Here comes a carriage now.
Up ahead is a green carriage being pulled by 2 horses. On the front of the carriage, it says, 5 Crosstown.
Oh, Jonah exclaims, it's a bus.
It's a carriage, Cinderella says. You know, public carriage. Cool, I say, but how much does it cost? We don't have any money. 50 cents a person, she says, each way. Maybe we can pay in brownies. I wave at the driver as the carriage approaches, but it doesn't stop. Don't be silly, Cinderella says. You have to be picked up at the carriage stop. Where is it? I ask, annoyed. We're never going to make it. At the end of the street, Cinderella says. I see a sign in the shape of a diamond at the corner. Jonah, you run and I'll help Cinderella. Go, go, go! Jonah runs up ahead, carrying his share of the brownies. I don't know if he's going to make it. Cinderella and I follow behind as fast as we can. Ouch, she says with every step. Ouch, ouch, ouch. We're almost there, I encourage. Poor Cinderella. He runs, and he makes it. Jonah steps onto the carriage. He steps back out a second later. He'll take us, he shouts, for a half dozen brownies. 6 brownies? That's highway robbery. That's $6 worth. It's worse than that. I had to give him a whole brownie to taste first. He liked it a lot, but that's his final offer. He says, take it or leave it. It's not like we have a choice, Cinderella says. Grumble. Sounds like brownie blackmail to me. All right, 6 more brownies it is, I say. I wish we had saved some of our gross ones from last night. We reach the bus, hand over the brownies, and squish into a seat. These are really good, the driver says. Crumbs are caught in his beard. What are they called again? Crownies? Brownies, Jonah says. I kind of like crownies. And since no one here knows what brownies are, we can call them crownies if we want. Why not? We invented them. And then we could call the store Cinderella's Crownies. Cinderella's Crownies, I announce. We'll be at the market. Tell your friends. Cinderella puts her foot up on the seat. Her toes are still the size of marshmallows. Marshmallow crownies? I look back at her toes. Yuck. Never mind.